resourceful characters in the history of detective fiction. A man whose name has become a symbol of the triumph of right and justice over the sinister forces of crime and lawlessness. Nick Carter, Master Detective. Today's exciting case, The Howling Horse, in which Nick Carter goes hunting in a forest of death and tracks down a fabulous four-legged killer. And now for today's exciting case from the life of Nick Carter. The lights are out in the old brownstone mansion at the corner of 5th and 4th. In the darkened laboratory, the strange whine of electricity sounds, and under the pale purple aura of ultraviolet light, Nick Carter and Patsy play a strange jigsaw puzzle game with crime.
Wait a minute, Patsy.
Mm-hmm.
It's letter A. Matches the A in bequeath.
Just a moment.
Yes, an exact duplicate. Make a note of that.
Right.
Well, right in progress. A word here. On this slip. Uh-huh. Exactly duplicates the here and hereby bequeath. You got that?
I've got it.
Better and better. Ah. See that word will in last will and testament?
Uh-huh.
A precise duplicate of the written will from this thank you note. Who's that?
Hiya, folks. It's the demon reporter himself in person.
Why, it's Scubby.
Oh, hello, Scubby.
Pardon the interruption, masterminds. The housekeeper let me in. Well, what's cooking, good looking?
Nick's testing the validity of a will, Scubby. We're matching samples of the dead man's writing with the writing in the will.
Oh, very interesting. Do they match?
Precisely.
Well, then the will is genuine, eh?
On the contrary, the will's a forgery.
Huh?
Now turn off the ultraviolet, Patsy. Put on the lights.
Hey, I don't get it, Nick. If the writing in the will dovetails with other letters, doesn't that prove the same guy wrote both?
No, Scubby. The fact that words and individual letters from old correspondence match words and letters in the will proves someone forged the will by tracing the dead man's handwriting.
Very clever. Very clever indeed. It'll make a nice feature article when I finish with my story on the howling horse.
Did you say howling horse, Scubby?
Yes, beautiful. I'm on my way upstate to cover one of the craziest stories that ever hit the desk. I thought Nick might be interested.
What is it, Scubby?
Well, it seems there's a guy upstate named Lucas who has...
A.B. Lucas? 3 degrees in medicine, archaeology, and natural philosophy. Explored the Gobi Desert in 36.
Yeah, the very same. Oh, this Lucas must be pretty wealthy. He's got a big estate, about 700 acres of forest and lake.
But what about that howling horse you mentioned?
Well, there's a story that Lucas brought back a couple of horses with him from one of his explorations, and they howl.
Nonsense.
They also kill cattle.
Ridiculous.
These horses of Dr. Lucas also have murdered a man.
Oh, no.
Well, that's the story I'm going to check. Are you interested, Nick?
In horses that murder men? Certainly am. I'll use my car. We should reach the Lucas estate by nightfall. Let's go.
Sit down, Mr. Carter. Ma'am.
Thank you.
The other gent, too.
Thanks.
I'm mighty happy to have you with us, Senor Bernard.
Thank you very much, Sheriff Crane.
The case too tough for you to handle, eh, Sheriff?
Well, you betcha. Be too tough for anybody except Mr. Carter here. Reckon I'd have caught you in anyway.
You better explain, Sheriff.
Well, it's like this. Lucas ain't amiable, ma'am. Not by long shot. Keeps himself locked up in that estate. Nobody can get in. Nobody sees him. He kind of acts like he's scared of something, hiding. But he's a mighty powerful man in this county. Got influential friends. My hands are tied. I can't buck him. But you can, Mr. Carter. I hear you're a fighter that don't care a hoot where the punches land.
Well, I try to live up to that reputation, Sheriff Green. Now, tell me about Lucas's horses.
Don't know a thing. He brought them back with him about 6 months ago. Moved them in horse land. Nobody seen them. Well, pretty soon people start talking about them horses howling.
They're sure about them howling?
Yep. Then, one or two folks seen one of them running around Lucas's estate. A big black critter. Seen him at night. Mean, ornery. Well, pretty soon they started killing cattle. Rip them apart with their teeth. Folks sued Lucas. He just laughed. Told them they was crazy. Swore he didn't own no horses.
I see.
Last week, Jed Storm was killed. On the road that passes Lucas's estate. Head was near torn off. Body all ripped to pieces. I figured maybe the law better step in. I had to pull every string I could to even get into Lucas's estate. Searched the place from top to bottom, house, barns, everything. Well, sir,
Lucas was telling the truth. There ain't no horses there.
You're sure, Sheriff?
Ma'am, I'm a farmer before I'm a sheriff. You can't fool a farmer on things like that.
All right, Sheriff. We'll start tonight and see what we can find.
Just one warning, Mr. Carter. Maybe I sound kind of fantastic-like, but believe me, I ain't been stretching the truth. You go slow, and you go careful. That Lucas is me. Them horses is deadly.
Thanks for the warning, Sheriff, but I've met deadly killers before.
And Nick is still here, which is more than you can say for most of the killers he's met.
Crane's directions are right. This must be the road that skirts Lucas's estate. Keep your eyes on the left. We ought to sight the house any minute now.
It's dark, Nick.
Watch for lights.
Oh, what's the program, Nick? You going to bust right in?
Going to try. I don't know how tough Lucas really is. Maybe he's just bluffing, Sheriff Crane.
Nick, I can see lights off to the left.
Yeah? Where away, Skipper?
Deep in the woods there. See?
Yeah. The lady's right, Nick.
I see them. That must be Lucas's house, all right. Yes. There's a gravel drive turning off the road. Here goes. I'll be more than interested to meet Lucas again.
Oh, you know him, Nick?
Casually. I had a rather distasteful job of checking his credentials for the government some years ago. Intelligence work. Believe me, it was a nasty interview.
Nick!
Hey, for the love of Pete, Nick. Someone's bombarding us.
Oh, stop the car, Nick. We'll be blown up.
Stop anyway. There's a roadblock ahead.
Oh.
Hey, this doesn't look like a bluff to me. Lucas is playing for keeps.
This is private property. You are trespassing on private property. I shall give you 5 minutes to get out of here.
Where's that voice coming from?
He's using a public address speaker out on the grounds. He's probably got the microphone
this
in the house.
This is your last warning to everyone. You have 5 minutes to get off my ground.
Apparently, we haven't much choice.
One shilling. They are the Michelin. If you take one last, you go out to one.
Was that Chinese?
It was, and raises a very curious question in a fantastic case. Let's back out to the road and start finding the answer to it. All right. This is far enough. Let's get out.
Okay. Well, where are we now, Nick?
About half a mile past Lucas's house. We're going to cut into the woods from here, then circle around to the house.
Well, I got my flashlight. Lead on, Nick.
No, Scotty. No flashlights. We do this in the dark. Oh, Patsy, you can wait in the car if you want to.
Oh, me? Why, you talk as though you think I'm scared.
Well, aren't you?
Yes, but I won't admit it.
All right. I'll hold your hand, beautiful.
I'm not that scared.
Now, listen, we've got to be as quiet as possible.
Hey, do you think that we're going to meet any wild horses, Nick?
No, Scotty.
Nick, you haven't explained yet about Lucas talking in Chinese.
Not sure I understand yet myself.
Oh, I sure wish I'd covered the beauty contest instead of this guy.
Hold everything.
Quiet.
Quiet. Listen. Hear that?
Jeepers, did I?
Sounds like howling.
There it is again.
Howling horses, I said. Nonsense, Nick Carter said. Well, is it nonsense now, Nick?
A howling horse.
Hey, it's coming closer.
Are we just going to stand here and wait, Nick?
We are not.
Gunshot, come on, hurry.
What's happening, Nick?
Someone's being chased by Scubby's howling horse. Someone is using a gun to protect himself
for the love.
Careful now, whatever you do. Hold your head.
Nick, straight ahead in that clearing.
I can see the silhouette.
Yes, chasing a man. Almost got him through. Quick now. Keep moving forward.
Oh, I think we're too late, Nick.
I know where you are. Get your flashlight out, Scubby, and flash us straight ahead, quick. I want to get a look at that horse if he's still there.
Right. Here you are.
There isn't anything. There's nothing at all.
Nothing but a body of a man sprawled there in the grass.
A body without a head.
Grimly, Nick paces the last few steps forward to examine the victim of a murder he could not prevent. Who is the dead man? How did Lucas' fantastic creatures track and kill him? Why did Lucas cry a warning in Chinese? Can Nick answer these questions in time? The strange story of savage howling horses that hunt and kill men brought Nick, Patsy, and Scubby to the small upstate town of Avernum. When Nick drives out to the estate of C.B. Lucas, famous explorer who has brought the animals to America, he is warned off by Lucas, who shouts at the master detective in Chinese. When Nick, Patsy, and Scubby attempt to steal into the estate on foot, they witness the tracking down and killing of a man by one of Lucas' savage creatures. Now, in the blackness of a forest clearing, they examine the dead body.
Oh, what a mess this fellow is.
Yes, head torn off completely. Apparently, Dr. Lucas's man-eating horse took it away with him.
Did you hear the way it howled? It was like a lion or something.
Oh, that wasn't any lion or anything else that I ever heard of.
You're right, Scully. Wait a minute. Wow, this is odd.
What, Nick?
Look at the gun this fellow was carrying.
Huh?
It's lying beside his right hand.
For the love of Pete, what is it?
Happens to be a Patterson Colt. Model of 1848.
1848? You mean 100 years old?
Just about. This is one of the original Colt models, fired with percussion caps.
Oh, but that doesn't make sense, Nick. Why would a man defend himself with an antique like that?
Well, if you remember, Scubby, that when Lucas warned us off, he talked in Chinese, it does make sense.
Well, not to me, it doesn't.
We will in a very few minutes. Come on, get up to Lucas's house.
Well, aren't you going to search that body for identification or something?
No, we won't find any.
How do you know?
Let's concentrate on being quiet, shall we?
Okay.
Put that flash out, Scubby.
Sure.
Now stay on your toes. Dr. Lucas charming pets may be closer than you think.
Nick?
Yes?
I can see the house lights from here, straight ahead.
Yes. All right, quick now.
Oh.
Oh, I sure wish there was a moon.
You're not getting romantic, are you, Scubby?
Heck no. I'm just scared of the dark.
Wait a minute. Listen.
It's a funny sound.
Like machinery or something.
It's not machinery. Hurry, let's get to the house. Take this path here.
Nick, that sound is awfully familiar. I just can't place it.
Familiar to you, Scubby?
Well, yeah.
It's coming over the PA Lucas has on the ground.
Over the PA?
Right. All right, quick, into the house. Those French windows at the side look open.
Open? They're smashed. Like a truck went through them.
So they are. Careful, a broken glass.
Oh, Nick, look at this room.
Yeah, looks as if the truck drove through here, too.
Yeah.
Where is Dr. Lucas?
I have a hunch that something's happened to Dr. Lucas, Patsy. Something that accounts for the funny noise you hear over the PA. Come on.
I don't like this. The train's advising. Oh, for the love.
Yes, I rather expected it.
It's a body. Sprawled alongside that phonograph.
And it's a needle running in the last groove in the record that's making that strange sound, Patsy. I'm afraid Dr. Lucas has played this phonograph for the last time. Better take the playing arm off the record, Scotty.
Yeah, right, Nick.
Now, let's have a look at this body. Oh, lots of blood. Body quite warm, killed very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Same way our friend back in the woods was killed. Head torn off.
Only this time the head was left with the body.
But this isn't Dr. Lucas, Nick. Look at the head. He's Chinese.
Glory be, you're right, Patsy. And this explains why we heard a warning in Chinese over the PA when we first drove up to the house, right, Nick?
Scubby, start that record again.
This man couldn't talk English, so he had an English-speaking record made to warn people off the ground,
play it,
right?
Scubby, play it quick.
Okay.
Turn off the PA first. We'll hear it direct.
Right, Nick.
This is private property. You are trespassing on private property. I will give you 5 minutes to get out of here.
What'd I tell you, Nick?
That's the voice we heard.
This is your last warning, whoever you are. 5 minutes to get off my ground.
Please turn off my key.
Nick.
Please turn off my key.
For the love of a couple of hatchet men.
Take so them move. A socket and self highly expert in use of lethal firearms. Kindly raise arms to extreme vertical position. Remain with backs against wall. Thank you.
Oh, now listen, wise guy.
Please remain silent. So, we have made long journey for most prosperous meeting, Mr. Lucas.
Lucas? Well, this
quiet, Patsy.
Was extremely injudicious to take away Gucci Zhang, Mr. Lucas. Rash action put miserable selves to extreme expense of body and purse for long journey.
Yes?
Now necessary to locate Gucci Zhang at once. His evident number two associate as yet unsuccessful in task. Remains for self and miserable number one associate.
Hey, what in blazes is
this? Mr. Lucas, you will please inform this person of locality of Gucci Zhang. May miserable Fang Pai remind honorable Mr. Lucas this person highly barbaric species. lack refining benefits of civilized education. Much prepared to obtain required information with cruel methods of contemptible savage.
Golly, Nick.
Oh, who is this Goshi Jung character you birds are after? He's the guy I think you mean. He's dead.
Be quiet, Scubby.
Ah, this note's highly interesting. It's true, Mr. Lucas, that Goshi Jung departed to join all of our ancestors.
Whatever it is.
Then the task of this person reaches to minimum. Only necessary to ensure demise of you and friends and then return to home.
Our demise? But we...
Yeah. Did he buy our men king for an hour? Need in ten?
This is the payoff. Look out, Scubby. Here goes the photograph. This way, Patsy. Scubby. Get moving.
All right.
Through this door. Move fast.
Oh, you blocked him off with that photograph like a fool.
You can't block bullets as easily. Okay. They recover enough any minute now to start shooting. This must be the kitchen. Straight ahead and out the back door.
Do you think we can shake them, Nick?
We move fast enough, we can.
All right, I'll get the door.
Through, Patsy, quick. Come on, Scubby.
Right with you. Oh.
Oh. Now what?
Quiet and keep running. We'll stand a 50-50 chance of shaving them in the dark out here.
Why didn't you tell them you weren't Lucas?
You think they'd believe me?
Hey, this looks like a garage ahead.
In then, hurry. Careful. There's a car here. Don't bang into it.
All right, now what, Nick?
Oh, we can just hold out long enough. Sheriff Crane will rescue us.
Huh?
What do you mean, Patsy?
Well, when you were examining the body, I called the sheriff and notified him about the two deaths.
What?
He said he was coming right up so that he could get his posse together.
Oh, good work, Patsy. That's my little darling every time.
That's about the worst news I've ever had.
But Nick, I
understand, Patsy. It's too late to explain now. All right, here's what we do.
Yeah, we're listening, Nick.
Get into this car. Drive out of the garage like 60 and get past those two killers.
Okay.
I'll take the wheel. You two hold on now. All right, here goes. I'm cutting straight across the lawns and fields. Let's hope the tires hold.
Oh, they've got us.
They don't get us now. We're safe. I think we made it. You all right back there?
I guess so.
Watch out. We're going straight through the fields to that patch of woods where we found the first victim of Goshi Jung.
Oh, for Pete's sake, why?
I'm going to perform the nastiest piece of business I've ever been forced to do. I'm going to run a human drag line. All right, Scotty, this is what we do. We're going to take the body of the unfortunate fellow and drag it.
Oh, holy smokes, where?
Get across Lucas's land, away from the house. Quick, give me a hand with the body.
Okay, Nick.
Why?
Set a drag line for Goshi Jung. All right, let's start moving, shall we?
Okay, Nick.
Nick, what's a drag line?
Folks use it down south for fox hunting, Patsy. Especially when there aren't any foxes in the neighborhood. It's an artificial trail.
I understand, but why
for
we...
For the sake of Sheriff Crane and any men he may bring with him. Don't forget, Goshi Jung is around the house and grounds, and the killer. We've got to turn ourselves into bait to save their lives.
Good old Howling Horse. Why didn't Lucas leave him where he found him?
Nick, did Lucas discover Goshi Jung?
No, Ben. A gentleman by the name of Marco Polo discovered him.
Marco Polo?
Yes. And just the other side of that tree, Scubby.
All right, Nick.
Goshi Jung was discovered many centuries ago. But he's unknown in the Western world. He was, that is, until Lucas brought him here. I warn you, sooner or later, he'll pick up the scent of this trail we're making and come after us. And believe me, it'll be a tremendous shock.
Nothing could shock me anymore.
You've never seen anything like Goshi Jung, Scubby.
Golly. Got the queen.
Fortunately, there's a brisk wind blowing. If he doesn't pick up this blood trail, maybe he'll pick up ours. And he... Wait. Hear that?
Yeah, I hear it.
We're in luck. We've ascended. Keep moving, Scubby. Near the top of that little hill.
All right.
He got closer.
He's as fast as a racehorse.
Yeah, and he howls like a pack of... Nick, I just got it.
Good. No time to talk about it. All right. This is far enough. Put the body down, Scubby.
Okay.
Get your flashlight ready. Patsy.
Yes, Nick.
I want you to stand on my left. Here's an extra magazine for my automatic. Hold it. When I yell for it, slap it into my left hand.
Okay.
Oh, what a monster.
Stand by.
Oh, it sounds awful close.
He should be in sight any second now. Right, Scubby, straight ahead.
Right. Nick, for the love of...
It is a horse. A giant.
No. No, it's a dog. A giant dog.
And a killer. Look out. Patsy, quick!
The thing's a giant. For Pete's sake, did you get that gun loaded?
Right, here we are. So,
all right now, Patsy. It's all right. We've stopped him. Steady. Steady.
Oh, golly, Nick. Oh, golly. He was so big, fantastic, looming up and just shoved his flashlight.
It's all right. It's all right.
Nick, do you mean to say that the last thing was a dog?
I do. That was Goshi Jung. The fabulous, almost mythical Tibetan master. This is the first and probably the last time we'll ever see this breed. And in killing it, we've destroyed the monster that murdered Dr. C.B. Lucas.
And now let's hear from Nick Carter himself.
I'd heard of the Tibetan mastiff before, Patsy.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find an interesting chapter on that strange animal in a pamphlet on Chinese dogs published by the Quan Quan Company in Los Angeles in 1944. It's one of the oldest defense breeds in the world, and it's so revered in Tibet that none has ever been allowed out of that country. Goshi Jung means dog of Tibet.
Oh, well, aren't there any pictures, Nick?
No, the Tibetans do not permit pictures to be taken, Patsy.
Oh.
All we have are the descriptions of various explorers from Marco Polo down. All describe the giant dog as being the size of a horse.
Well, it sure was, Nick.
There have been attempts to steal one of the mastiffs and bring them out of the country, but in each case, the dog has either been stolen back or killed.
So Dr. Lucas managed to steal Goshi Jung.
Right. Brought it to his estate and then lived in constant fear, knowing the Tibetans would never let him keep the dog. He knew that sooner or later they'd send men to kill it. And they did.
And that's why he kept himself locked up?
Precisely. Lucas made that recorded warning to play over his PA system whenever strangers drove up. He was undoubtedly warned by some sort of mechanical device that was set off by our entrance to the grounds. He also repeated it in Chinese to warn off any Chinese gunmen who might have trailed him here.
Then it really was Lucas we heard.
Yes. You see, Patsy, the dog apparently turned savage and broke loose from the chains with which it was confined. Lucas could not recapture it, so it roamed the estate, killing everything it met.
Oh.
In fact, right before our eyes, we saw it kill a man. That was Mr. Fang's number two assistant, prowling around the grounds. The mastiff ran off with a dead man's head in its jaws, crashed into Lucas's house, and attacked Lucas himself.
Then it dropped the head of the Chinese and tore off Lucas's head and rushed off with it.
Exactly. That's why you and Scubby leaped to the conclusion that the head we found alongside Lucas's body actually belonged to that body.
Well, when did you first begin to understand what was happening, Nick?
When I saw that the first victim had been carrying an old Patterson Colt.
Hmm?
There's only one section of the world that continues to use antique firearms, Patsy, and that's the mountain regions of China. In Tibet, you'll still find soldiers equipped with flintlock rifles and old Civil War weapons.
Golly. Well, what about those killers from Tibet that came after the dog, Nick? The men who thought you were Lucas.
Probably slipped off and started back for home. We'll never see them again, and there's no need to, really. They haven't been guilty of any crime. All the guilty parties in question have already paid in full.